All right. Let's talk about action items. So the first one is identify any gaps in current regulation that are within municipal authority. So that's getting back to some comments we heard earlier about, making sure that we understand what the gaps are in the municipal authority. We talked about this a few times in meetings. I think people were concerned that there's things that are important to be regulated that aren't actually regulated, and we need to spend a little time making sure we understand where, what, if any, there are. We did a little bit. We did some of that through our two-meeting discussion on regulation, but wouldn't hurt to kind of review that again.
Are we going to hit timeline on any of these?
Yep. So for timeline,
I'd say it's immediate.
Matt says immediate. Anybody else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Number the next one is to the extent gaps exist, consider enhancements to the existing city standards. Separate ordinance, such as a marine construction ordinance. So I tried to take the discussion and recommendation that we had about the marine construction ordinance and integrate it into the format that we're talking about here. So specifically thinking about that, or other options as appropriate.
Probably short term.
Yeah, I would go immediate and then short. Mm-hmm. Short term. Does that recommendation seem to reflect what we've talked about?
Like 10 years.
Short term. 1 to 3 years, I think, Matt.
Will he retire?
9.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Gonna need to look at your job. Mm-hmm. Develop a checklist of standards and approvals for applicants and applicable city departments, boards, should be boards, and commissions to be used while issuing permits. So we talked about this too as a group, that there's maybe some way to help streamline the application process so people understand where they need to be in the review process or in the regulatory approval framework. So something that will help with that. Maybe that's not, it's something you got to work out, you know, after the first two. So what do you think, medium term or ongoing?
Yeah, that definitely be an ongoing.
Yep. An update would be ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we satisfied with the bit about just consider a separate ordinance such as a marine construction ordinance? That seems to have such a huge amount squeezed into half a dozen words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the idea there, David, was that it's an important tool, perhaps, but first you need to understand what it is that you think you want to achieve through the marine construction ordinance, and then identify whether or not that is the appropriate tool to actually close the gap.
But, you know, I can imagine some city councillor who has no idea that we've been meeting all these months and gets this thing one day and says, "Ooh, in order to do what?"
Mm-hmm.
And then feels like we haven't actually answered the question that we're raising. You see what I mean? I don't know. Obviously this is something that I've thought about, but it doesn't mean I'm the only one, I hope.
Yes.
I sort of feel like that kind of needs something of a footnote, which isn't necessarily our way of doing it here. I just don't know whether that is enough, A, to grab anybody's attention, and B, to explain what we've got in mind. Or do you all think that that's just enough as it is the way it sits right now?
Well, it's sort of a grammatical conundrum, it seems. If you're going to give a specific example for a separate ordinance, you should probably have a specific example for an enhancement or another option as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that that's really necessary, and by that thinking, I don't know that an example for the ordinance is necessary either, although we've talked about it so much, it seems like it's a pretty reasonable
to ensure the city's involvement in the development of the harbor. See, to be having a little finish the sentence off like that would make it clearer what's behind it. to ensure the city's involvement in future development of the harbor. And that would mean, that would ring the bell and flash the light and say, what we're talking about is we believe there are gaps, or the city has no authority. And I'd like to say, so that the city can have the authority to be involved in future development of the harbor. Because as we know by that regulatory matrix that we saw, there are many things, there are several things that the city doesn't have any influence over right now, because we've never bothered to suggest it. By we, I mean the system here. And I just think that by making it clearer, it might make it clearer.
How about just trying to build on that a little bit? Yeah. What if we made that the first sentence, to ensure the city's involvement in future development of the harbor and to fill any gaps in the current regulatory...
Yeah.
Or I'd fill any identified gaps in the current regulation, consider enhancements to the city standards, a separate ordinance such as a marine construction ordinance, or other options as appropriate.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Does that work?
Yeah. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's more than we need.
It may be.
I mean, I think we can just say identifying the... Item one, identify and resolve any gaps in current regulations. And the second one is just saying...
Yeah, but then you have to do something with your identification. Identifying is like saying, oh, look.
I said resolve.
Yeah.
Resolve any gaps.
Yeah, but we're recommending clearly how it's resolved.
You can do it with a new regulation, you can change the current regulation, or you can...
But where there's no regulation that exists, what I'm recommending is a method to tackle it by a marine construction ordinance. Why leave things vague when you can be more particular? That's my real feeling about this.
I think what he's trying to do is identify, when we talk about identify any gaps, to what end? What are the gaps? Yeah, there's lots of gaps.
Gaps in current
regulations. His point is the gaps are about construction in the harbor.
And the fact that the city is, and the gaps are in the city's authority to be involved in
right.
all of that.
And so this way it identifies what those gaps are. What we're talking about when we say gaps.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
The extent to which I care about the wording on this is pretty small.
I care a little more than that. So I can see how words can be, you can drive through words if you're not careful.
So, by the way, what I tried to do in this section was, particularly for these first two, the what's in the green, are the list of things that we thought, or you thought, as a committee, were the most important things to identify, to be included in the harbor regulations. So those are important. Those are the list, the bullet list, pretty much right off the flip chart notes that we took, the brainstorming list of our things that we want to make sure get recognized and reviewed. Mm-hmm. So that's the relationship between that and the green. That's kind of like the footnote.
Except that the footnote doesn't mention construction in any specific way.
We could add stuff to it.
I think if we are willing to add words to the thing about requiring us a marine construction ordinance for the purpose of filling in any gaps in current regulation, or giving the city more authority, or over developments on the harbor, something along those lines. And to be clear why we're saying it.
Yeah, so what we just talked about, to ensure the city's involvement in future development of the harbor, and to identify, and to, I think, what did I just say?
To better ensure, or better,
because
the city is not going to be involved at all, but it gives the city a whole range of abilities that it doesn't have right now, or it could, depending on how such a thing might be written.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, so? Good. Hey, Chris.
Welcome aboard, Skipper. Apologize for being late.
That's all right.
Sorry.
We're just on one page.
And you're right about the language is what we're creating. Yep. Literally, it's the words that bring into existence something that before did not exist. Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one is develop a checklist of standards. Oh, we already went over that. Annual review of the harbor plan.
Ongoing.
Okay. And keep abreast of federal and state rules related to the harbor and foster productive working relationship with federal and state agencies.
Ongoing.
Do we want to add neighboring communities? Is that where we put in that part?
I would have added a last bullet.
Okay.
A separate one that says seek coordination with Owl's Head. And sure. I'm probably fluff that up a little bit, but something along those lines. Ongoing. Mm-hmm. So it might be very similar to the one we talked about early on about working with Owl's Head.
Yeah. Is there any part of our waters that Rockport has? Mm-hmm. No, we had those maps earlier.
Just barely. I think we mentioned it 2 meetings ago. This happens to be the trunk.
It forms that triangle
on beyond the breakwater.
Yeah.
But there's unless they're in the business of retrieving golf balls at that point.
It's outside the breakwater, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's not part of the harbor.
It's not part of the harbor. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's barely even exists. The portion that's Rockland is just the top of a triangle at that point.
And I think the genesis of the Owl's Head discussion really was Snow Marine Park is the primary access point for a mooring field that's in Owl's Head, and there's sort of a relationship that needs to be fostered there.
It's very, very different to the southern part of the harbor.
Yes. Yep. Good. All right. Anything else under, am I missing anything under regulation? Good. Awesome.